A word for you from Mark chapter 6, verse 41. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people, and he divided the 2 fish among them all. You will recognize this as the famous story of the feeding of the 5,000, known to Christians and pagans alike, because it was so marvelous, so practical. And we've been looking this week at how God uses that which is close by, which is perhaps so close by to you, you are the one through whom God wants to work. Be a vessel unto honor, a clean heart, clean hands, because God wants to work through you. We started off the week by looking at Exodus chapter 4, verse 2, where he asked Moses, "What is that in your hand?" Because Moses thought it simply impossible, but God used his staff, the thing that was in his hand. And here God used that which was close by. He did not rely on the very sensible suggestion, the forward-looking suggestion by the disciples, send the people into the villages to buy their own food. No, the Lord said, you feed them. And then he asked what they had. Well, they found a boy with a little bit of patkos. He had a mother who had thought ahead and given him just a few loaves and fish. They asked him for that, and then in their hands they presented it to the Lord. He took it, and he blessed it. When Jesus blesses something, miracles happen. Don't exclude yourself from God's working. Perhaps God wants to use you and something very practical and close by with you. And so he says the blessing, and then he doesn't make this bread and fish magically appear in front of the people sitting on the ground. His disciples had to use their hands to distribute it. Yes, God uses the hands of his people. And that is why in the New Testament church, the laying on of hands, not just for healing, and we have to be careful about the extremes of it, but we notice that the Lord used his church to simply lay on hands of those that you're sending out into the mission field. In other words, identifying, being close by with that which they had. And so the miracle happened. When the disciples used their hands to distribute the food, it was multiplied by God.